جلست والخوف بعينيها تتأمل فنجان المقلوب. قالت: يا ولدي لا تحزن، فالحب عليك هو المكتوب.
Turkish coffee cup inverted carefully, she worded destiny and time. Don't you grieve, my son, for love is written for you in the signs. Martyrdom for you guys religiously, but love is blind. Your coffee cup is terrifying, a life of traveling and battling. A lot of love, a lot of death, a load of pain and ravels as you're chasing after every woman on the planet, only to return like a defeated king, lascivious and lonely. Love is free, why the fortune teller charge me a fee just to say that? Love, but nobody's willing to reciprocate. I guess it's payback. Now, when your future is a girl whose eyes alone can make you praise the Lord, lips shaped like grapes, beautiful. Her laugh is musical, and still the sky above's a gloomy gray. The rains and pours, roadblock, deadlocked, immutable. A sight unusual. The woman of your dreams sleeping in a palace tower, guarded by both thoughts and soldiers. Like so, which will make you cower in the princess of your heart. In a slumber from the start, suitors lost, climbing fences to a brooder. Who'd have thought? Now, I've read many poems and horoscopes before, but I have never seen a coffee cup resembling your coffee cup. I've never seeing sorrows like the sorrows emanating from this demi-tasse. Your destiny's to walk on dagger tips of love so many times. The solitude of seashells and the weeping willow. We will see you stuck in currents of an oceanic love for females. The details you love and lose a million times, only to return like a dethroned king, lascivious and lonely. Love is free, why the fortune teller charge me a fee just to say that? Free to love, but nobody's willing to reciprocate. I guess it's payback. I read between the lines like fortune tellers with a coffee cup, and I ain't talking about them frappuccinos with that frothy stuff. Our peoples are of equal standing in the eyes of God we trust, but we're the ones who shoulder blame when errorism's army busts. I'm sick of asking why, when a kick of ash can fly. When a man is rich, weather and golden knowledge, he should try to treat the poverty of other brothers with consideration, knowing that the highest form of flattery is imitation. It's another iteration of the same bitter taste with the same limitations. Faint recollections of her face in a lace with the bars of the jail where the rain visitation. Man, I hate being patient, rather be the doctor. Diagnose a higher dose of myocopa, not your general hospital scrubbing soap or opera. Your local pasta, connect the dot, hope for bottles of vengeance. Love is free, why the fortune teller charge me a fee just to say that?
مقدورك أن تمضي أبدا في بحر الحب بغير قلوع، وتحب ملايين المرات وترجع كالملك المخلوع.
You're listening to my interview with Omar Ofendim, that was an interview given exclusively here at Stanford when he was performing here last week. I visited my Arabic language classroom and also performed as part of the Brooklyn Beats to Beirut Streets vocal performance by the Human Rights Project, spelled W-R-I-T-E-S. An amazing young man and a great album, Syrian Americana. Check it out if you've been moved or touched by any of the interview or the tracks that I've been playing from the album. Behind every mask, beneath every cape, beside every hero, there's a story. Kicking off their ninth season, the Unscripted Theater Company presents Secret Identity Crisis. Inspired by the world of graphic novels, it's an improvised movie-length story about intrepid superheroes, twisted supervillains, and the people who love them. Secret Identity Crisis runs March 24th through May 14th at the San Francisco Playhouse. For showtimes and tickets, visit www.un-scripted.com. That's www.un-scripted.com. This is Hi Kifak Saba, and I'm your DJ Ramsey. I'll be with you until 6 p.m., coming to you from KZSU 90.1 FM, Stanford. We're also streaming live at kzsulive.stanford.edu. We've been playing some clips from the interview with Omar Ofendam. We'll hopefully be have time to do a little more of that in a little while, as well as play different kind of songs in French, English, and Arabic here on the show. Hi, Kifak Sava.
والسيارة كركوعة موديل 60 النمرة عنا مقبوعة وضوء اليمين بعدك إنه أرضى وضوى البنزين لأن ولا قلت اليوم ما قلنا شي راحت ساعة عالفاضي وما فهمنا شي وما شفنا شي وما عملنا شي بالدور ضلوا يجرى ويكرى لفاتت بالسور خلى ستر مغطى والعرض مستور حطوا على كعب النزل وكعب المكسور لا قلي ولا قلت لي وما قلنا شي راحت ساعة عالفاضي وما فهمنا شي وما شفنا شي وما عملنا شي والرجعة تلقط فينا حاجز طيار أخونا ناس وراح وعند المختار مع شباب وما عنا سمعنا عنه بعد اللي صار لا قلي وانا قلت اللي ما قلنا شي راحت ساعة عالفاضي وما فهمنا شي وما شفنا شي وما عملنا شي
لأنك أدبك تعيش أهلك يا بيروت رسالة للعالم
That was Tania Khasis and a song called Anshudat Beirut, translated as Hymn of Beirut. Before that, we heard Aissa Ghandour, a track called Zurini. And before that, it was Tania Saleh, and from her brand new album, Wehde, we heard a track called Ma Ilna Shi, and translated as We Didn't Say Anything. And we began the set with Club Delph and that overture that you heard and may have wondered what was going on. Very interesting sounds in that track taken from the Club Delph album, Morocco Land. Hopefully you enjoyed those. Throughout the show, I've been trying to showcase music that kind of center on Lebanon, but really music in three languages, English, Arabic, and French. And speaking of English and Arabic, at least, Omar Fendom, who is this amazing hip-hop artist, was at Stanford last week and sat down with me for an exclusive interview about his performance at Stanford and about his new album called Syriana Americana, where one of the things that he did was take poems by a very, very famous Arabic or Arab poet named Nizar Qabbani. Nizar Qabbani wrote some of the most beautiful poetry in Arabic. He's a modern poet, but had been writing for many decades, and he took one of his songs and, you know, one of his poems, sorry, and set it to song and translated it into his own version in English, which was very faithful to the original, but retained the flavor of the original, but also was very modern in some ways. That's sort of typical of the way Omar Efendim attempts to bring the past with the present, connect different cultures and different decades together through the power of his music. Here here is another segment from my interview with Omar Effendim, which was recorded under sort of difficult circumstances. And there's been a little bit of digitization, I guess, going on here to take out the background noise. But here's what he had to say about Nizar Qabbani, the poet we just spoke about.
So out of the different songs, you've actually delved into the archives and gotten Esmahan, for your mom.
Of course,
For all mothers, maybe.
Of course, yeah.
You had Abdel Halim Hafiz, of course, Qari'at al-Finjan, and others. But, you know, what would you say to the critique that some, and I'm going to put this in quotes, purists are saying, you know, you can't remix Esma. You've proved that you can.
Well, I understand it. And, you know, that's not unique to this album. I mean, people have always criticized hip-hop artists for sampling, you know. And I would just say my argument is, you know, there's nothing new under the sun, especially when it comes to art, you know. Everybody borrows from everybody else, literature, music, poetry, you know. And so if you do it in a way that pays homage and pays tribute to the artists, and you do it in a way that's respectful of the original work, I can only see it being a positive thing, because my hope is to open up Esmahan to a whole new audience. Absolutely. And I think I've done that, you know, and that's really where it's coming from. It's not, you know, in any way to disrespect her or her music.
Yeah. But no, and I'm saying, I guess, even people who are like that, they listen to it and they're actually pleasantly surprised at the way they get. And I think this is why this album is so amazing, because it really appeals to all generations. Mm. I mean, my generation, my mom's generation, and of course your generation, you know, the new generation, and you do it so well.
Thank you.
What track was, you know, meant the most to you in terms of writing it?
It's funny you mentioned that. I'd say probably they all mean a lot to me, but the first one, Damascus, was the translation of Qasida Dimashqiya by Nizar Qabbani. And that was one of the very first poems that I actually memorized of his. My mother had me memorize it at a very early age, like 14.
Hadi Dimashq
wa hadi kasu wa rahu inni wa habbu wa ba'd al hubbi dhabah.
Man, that verse alone slaughters you. And the way you recorded that, you know, it's just like, man.
Yeah.
You know, you need to be sitting down to hear Omar Effendim's version. It really is amazing.
Thank you.
موجود بس مين يحس مع انه للي شي فيه اعلى حس وهذا هو الوجع انه في صوت بس ما انسمع حاول يطلع بس هي المزع واللي مفكر اخلص لا مصيبته خضع هو بيحكي بس صوته بقلبي مصيبته انبلع الصمت بصوت وضع وهي نتيجة اللي تيجي لما حليب اسكت ينضع حليب اسكت ينضع نظرات حب صامتة تخلي عبد الثاني رابطة ولا من صوت نظرة سياسية هابطة من ناطحة سحاب وفي خابطة ولا من صوت نظرة شبب عالم بس بنط عالخارطة ولا من صوت نظرة تشيل عادات فارطة ولا ولا والله مش عارف من غير عيون شايف بس مالتهم خايف أضل ساكت واتاكل من الذئاب من كتر الصمت وسكوني اليوم بتضيع بالغاب والصمت كبت فان ستلاقي جواب لكن على ميسة جرى حطم وكسر جرى وطلع كل شي برا خلى كل تاني مرة مرة وحدي وما تنعاد من يوم وطالع كل شي تشوفه بشاشة ثلاث أبعاد يعني صوت صمتي وصل لهاد
صابر احنا ورود انزرعت بين حجر من وقت نشوف بكرة ما حدا سمعنا عشنا بلغة غير لغة ابن بدي يغير الطريق احنا لغة بنت بدها عالم بلد فري احنا اكتر محل صرنا نروح ورا الظهر الناس بتسمع بس بتخبي تحت تربي جمر اللي تفرجي للاموات القهر بلا ما حدا يضرب الامر احنا تشجي برا موجود بقلبنا تنحرر رود يحررنا احنا صرنا حتى لما نيجي تنواجه المشاكل نتذكر ان عرب الداخل بحني حالي اني جاهل وبفضل اسكت صوت اطرات الدمع اللي تنزل مش مسموع بس رح يجي يوم فيضان يحصل مش ممنوع اذا ما بجاوب ما حدا بيسأل ما بامر حدا بيعمل بدون ما نحكي ما رح نوصل وهذا صوتي
خلاص هذا هو خلصنا
حياتهم تتغير بس هي لازم بغنية تعيد اولها صمت اخرها صمت أكتر من صوت ما تريد قالت بدي قالوا لا لا
عند العرب
وإحنا نكون قتلوا أحلامه وصوته بكاتم صوت ملعون غنية وحكاية قالوا صوتك هذا عورة عقدوا لساني أمرونا غني وشو سموني حرة شفت اللي راح شفت اللي أجا شفت حياتي مثلي ما شف حدا صوتك فورة ما ضل
This is KZSU 90.1 FM coming to you from Stanford. The show is Hi Kifak Sava, and this is DJ Ramsey.
It's a beauty.
شعبي وطالب بإسقاط النظام.
That was Zaid Hamdan and a song called Iskhat al-Nizam, pretty radical song about all the happenings in the Arab world and the systems changing and being brought down, and hopefully for a better tomorrow. That song is a single that's been unreleased on any album by Zaid Hamdan. Before that, we heard a Palestinian hip-hop artist named Abir. She sang a song called Saut al-Samt, and we began the set with Basil Mubayyad and Kanoon Baghdadi. That song is from a CD called The Rough Guide to Belly Dance. Check it out if you like to belly dance. This is the show Hi Kifak Sava, coming to you from Stanford, and I'm your DJ Ramsey. I've been playing sort of a melange of songs in French, English, and Arabic through the past 2 hours. I'm with you every Thursday from 4 to 6 p.m. And to remind you that from 6 to 7 p.m. is Trent K with her show Ehili Aku Ahol Mai. And that's from 6 to 7 p.m. following my show. On Saturday evening, June 4th at 8 p.m., Symphony Silicon Valley will present Mendelssohn's Symphony No. 4, Piazzolla Suite, Punta del Este, and Dorman's Spices, Perfumes, Toxins at the California Theater in San Jose. More information at 408-286-2600. That's 406-286-2600. And like I mentioned on my show, it's playing sort of segments and snippets from my interview with Omar Ofendam through the past 2 hours. And we're going to have one more, which is the final segment of my little interview that I conducted live with him at Stanford University last week. Again, the interview was kind of recorded under difficult circumstances and had to be digitized a bit in order to take out the background noise, which may explain the less than perfect quality of the audio recording. However, Omar Ofendam himself and his thoughts really do shine through. So here's the last part of the interview that he sat down to give me last week here at Stanford.
Well, I know that we don't have that much time today, but I just wanted to sort of definitely ask you this question, because
sure.
We're talking about you as, you know, whether you like it or not, whether you're comfortable with the term or not, you do function as a role model in so many ways to Arab American kids and Arab kids and Muslim kids in the old country and here. I know this because every time I play a track from yours, I get emails from kids over going, well, if this Omar Ofendam was able to make it in the U.S., maybe I can too. Maybe I have this and I have that.
Sure.
And I think it, in some ways, that sort of harks on the idea of Arab unity. I think you're sort of mobilizing, I know this may not be your intention necessarily, consciously, but you're sort of mobilizing through this album the whole idea of, Arab unity,
yes.
Not just a linguistic unity, but a sort of, you bring us back to this dream of a United States of Arabia or something.
Yeah.
How conscious are you of how politically charged and how politically important and inspiring this is to your generation, which is frankly we had kind of given up on, for a while till, Tunis and Mosul
of
and
course,
Syria
yeah.
and America.
Well, I'm very humbled by that, and I would say I'm a product of my upbringing, I was born in Saudi Arabia, like I said. I went to this Saudi school in D.C. where I was surrounded by kids from all over the Arab world, from Morocco to Sudan to, Syria and Palestine and Egypt and Iraq. And so, my Arab experience was very much a pan-Arab one, and so that was my understanding of it. Every year I'd have a teacher from a different part of the Arab world, even my accent is not uniquely Syrian just because I never lived there and because I have, like I said, all these influences.
Yeah.
So my identity and my understanding is much more of that pan-Arab sense, and not necessarily in the, Jamal Abdel Nasser way. It's just that's naturally the way I grew up. I think even kids who go to maybe, private schools in the Middle East, they might understand what I'm talking about, where you're surrounded by kids from all over the Arab world. So in that sense, that's where it's kind of coming from. And more importantly, it's just honest self-expression. For me, that's what good art is, And so when I wanted to express myself honestly, even though it's called Syriana Americana, it was very much a tribute to all of these influences.
With a capital S and a...
With a capital S and a capital A at the end,
I also love the way you sign your emails. It's not sincerely.
It's sincerely.
Sincerely. Yeah. But, again, I think this is the wordplay that just... And the puns and, these lyrics are amazing.
Thank you.
So in closing, Omar, how has your experience been so far at Stanford? And any salutations you want to give to our Stanford students who... You're about to meet in the Arabic class.
I'm sincerely excited about meeting your Arabic class and about performing today. it's really a beautiful campus, you know, and it's a beautiful day to be here. So, you know, I definitely appreciate that, and I appreciate you having me.
Thank you so much, Sammy,
for bringing me out, and to everybody who made it possible. You know, it's been great so far. I'm looking forward to more of it.
Tislam ya Omar, and I'm so honored to meet you, Habibi. I keep telling Omar, "Inti rafi ras al Arab."
Thank
and literally, you have managed to do that. Shukran, Habibi, for coming
in. Shukran alak.
Wa atamanna laka at-tawfiq daiman.
Shukran.
Much success to you.
Thank you.
Salam.
كل بنايات بيروت بتشبه بعضها غسيل منشور وشرايط راكبة بعضها
ملينا يا لبنان
واجمل من لون ترابا ملينا يا لبنان
سافرنا وين ما كان برمنا كل البلدان واجمل من لون ترابا ملينا يا
That was Tania Qassis and Trab Lebanon. Stay tuned in a couple of minutes for the amazing Trent K. Trent K will be here with her show, Ehile Aku Ho Mai. And I'm going to leave you with one last track from my show, Hi Kifak Sava. This is a very special track taken from the soundtrack to a movie called Out Loud. I will be talking about the movie Out Loud next week. It's a Lebanese movie that's been released and creating quite a controversy in Lebanon and elsewhere. This is a track from that movie, and it's called Triko Iruh by Ruby Moarbes, and we will talk about the movie, the director, and the theme next week on Haiki Faksava. Thank you for joining me, and have a wonderful night. Au revoir, bye-bye, and shukran for being with me here on KZSU 90.1 FM, and stay tuned for Trent K.
اشتقت له كتير مش قادر عغيابه لو مهما يصير انا قلبي سكر بابه يعني لا ما تحن عغيابه وعجن يا قلبي ما تزعلني
حتى ما بحب